Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Casper Radio Show. Yes, it's the original. It is not the fake one. This is it. This is where it all started. This is the genesis of the Casper Radio Show. And we've had a lot of people on the show over the years. Yes. We've been going for years. And gradually, as they did appear on the show, they became FOTS, which, of course, is the friend of the show. So if you've been here more than once, you become a FOTS. And now it is the great honor and privilege to welcome an old FOTS. So old, in fact, that he's going to get a new title today. But that's a surprise. You'll get it now. But let's welcome the absolutely fantastic Broadway Gene. Oh, no, he couldn't make it. But then we've got Jonathan Rocksmith. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jonathan, for being here.
No, please. I wouldn't have it any other way.
But tonight you're opening with Joseph.
Yeah.
I know, and that's why I know one is edgy when you open. You don't want to be on a fucking radio show, but that's
no,
why.
No, not with Joseph. Joseph's different.
Yeah, because you've got a wonderful role.
Yeah, I do one song and then I go back home.
And steal the show. It's one of those, you steal the show and you go home.
No, the costume steals the show. I mean, Bernard, you understand what that's like. Yeah, it does happen. Oh, no.
No, Bernard's not on yet.
He's not on yet. I'm not talking to you, Bernard. It's just Casper and I.
Yeah, but you can. Well, where's Bernard? He's here. Hello, Bernard.
Hello.
Sorry about this. Is a gradual thing.
It's a gradual thing. I jumped the gun.
You
I'm
jumped
just
the
excited.
Gun. Bye-bye, Bernard.
Bye.
So you do the Elvis Pharaoh.
Yes. Yeah, basically, Joseph is sold into slavery, as happens in every wonderful family musical.
Yes.
And he ends up in Egypt, and he decides he can tell Pharaoh what his dreams mean.
Yes.
And becomes the ruler of Egypt. But in between all of that, I get a great, great moment to come on stage in a ridiculous costume and a big wig. And sing an Elvis song and then go home.
Because you've been working very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, how did the singing a song, I'm singing my song.
Playing your song.
Yes, I always get it wrong. I'm sorry about that. How did it go in Cape Town?
Great. And I must say, if that lady with the wine, remember last time I was here?
Did she come?
She came. I didn't get wine, though.
I didn't get wine,
but I got an introduction, which I felt was better.
So now next time you're going to eat wine with Joseph.
I'm not hinting, but it better happen.
Sorita, why didn't you bring him wine? Sorita, hoekom praat ek Engels met jou? Om jy te begin, nommer 2, bring for Jonathan wine, for fuck's sakes. Or at least water, he'll turn it into wine.
Oh Lord, wrong musical.
Yeah, that's coming. Okay, so welcome as a guest. We're going to go co-host now.
Fantastic.
So you're not a guest, you're a co-host.
A co-host now, yes. Amazing.
Yes, but I want to declare something. But oh, no, wait. I'll wait till your other Joseph cast members arrive. Then I'll declare you something. You'll see. You'll feel very proud because you'll be the first one ever in the world to become this thing that I'm going to make you. But for the rest, it is, I've got my book here. And it is May the 6th.
It is. It is May the 6th, yes.
Now, did you know that in 1889... something happened in France, Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Paris, France? Same thing. It's 1889. What would you think, Jonathan? Because you've got an IQ of at least 201. What do you think happened?
1889?
In Paris. What would it have been? Huge tourist attraction.
It's not the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, you're right.
Amazing.
You see, bing! Then, on the same date, in 1840, something was licked in England for the first time.
A stamp.
You are right.
Yay.
It is a stamp that was licked.
Was it of the Queen?
The Queen? You didn't lick the Queen, no.
No.
But The Queen was maybe on it, but that was should have been Victoria, I suppose. Yes. Hey?
Yeah.
Mm. And then in 1937 in America, something hovered above New York, and then the announcer became emotional and cried, "Oh no! Oh fuck, what's happening?" I don't think he said fuck, but "Oh no, what's happening?" What was that again? Something hovered above New York, and then 1937, so we think it is...
Oh, is it the Hindenburg?
Yes!
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's on the ball, eh? Wow, congratulations.
I think he did say what the fuck happened.
Yeah, he was crying.
That's a direct quote.
Oh.
It's a direct quote.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they had the word fuck even then.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder where the word fuck comes from.
It's a... Do you want to know? For real.
But is it okay? It's not fornication under the consent
of the king. Yeah.
No, that is a...
Is it not
it's
true?
A lead. That's
oh, okay.
A, that, that's a
I saw it on QI.
Urban legend.
I assumed that that's true if it's on QI.
Fornication under consent of the king. Fuck. Well, maybe. But I read somewhere else it could be an urban myth. But let's... Okay, tell the story.
No, well, from what I gathered, it wasn't England. Was it? It was England.
Of
yes.
course, the king.
Yes, and they if you were forced into, shall we say, relations, you were well you're going to be under fornication and consent
yes.
of the king, and
but they, would the king go to every fucking wedding? That's
no,
my
no, no,
question.
No. It was an edict. He could write about it. He didn't watch it. He got lazy. It was essentially the birth of porn. That's essentially where pornography came from for the first time.
So the king just came and he watched. Or you watching the game. Whatever.
Something like that, I'd imagine. Oh. Indeed.
Well, listen to...
is that my new title, though?
Yes. No. Oh. Listen to this. It's a build-up. You can hear they're building up to something.
Baile no complexo é hoje com sotaque. Quem quer fazer amor, só diga fuck fuck. Baile no complexo é hoje com sotaque. Quem quer fazer amor, só diga fuck fuck. Fucky, 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 huh? Fucky, 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 hmm. Fucky, 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 huh? Fucky, 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 hmm. Fucky, 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 fucky,
fucky, fucky, fucky, fucky, fucky. Ah, very nice. New single from Bobby van Jaarsveld. No, I'm joking. It's a Dutch.
They don't write lyrics like that anymore.
No, it's a Dutch house. Something. Dutch something. I'm playing this because with us is one of our guests, Jonathan.
Mm.
His name is Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, Casper. How are you doing?
Fine, lekker. What do you think of this? What do you call this style?
Well, whatever it is, we're playing this in our club. So.
Really?
No, we are now.
Yeah, you must, no, please. Fucky fucky. It's actually spelled fucky fucky like Afrikaans. That's why I fell on it, but it's a Dutch thing and they say fucky fucky. But now he doesn't want to say it. Come, say it.
Say it.
Oh, there you go. Yes, yes. Fuck is something.
Fucky fucky vem cantando. Fucky 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 huh. Fucky 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 hmm. Fucky fucky.
Very basic.
Fucky 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 hmm. Fucky 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 hmm. Fucky 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 hmm.
So that's the perfect bedtime song.
Well, we're gonna play this at like 3 or 4 a.m. So.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's exactly
it's
what you need.
Lacking.
And if you forget the words, it's embarrassing though. But
it
once
is.
You've got it.
Yeah.
It, and it's in time.
It's absolutely, it's a fucky fucky. That's all you have to remember.
That's what you need.
And then before that is sucky sucky.
But I'm sure it's a Pokemon character.
I don't know, really?
Yes.
You could be right, you see.
Dead sure.
I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you exactly where this comes from now, because I've got to take my glasses off and it'll take 5 seconds, which will be silence on air, you see. So I'll tell you now. But Jeremy is here because he's from a club called Fluid. Fluid. Fluistof.
Yes. What's the story behind the name?
Fluid. Mm. Well, you know, I'd love to give you a nice, you know, philosophical meaning behind it, but it's a bunch of us just got really, really pissed and thought Fluid was a good name.
But so, you serve fluids at this club?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. I thought it was like a new age bar sort of idea where music was incorporated, but a club's great too.
No, I'm joking. Actually, there was some thought behind the name. So, yeah, you know, the concept of Fluid. So we wanted to keep, you know, if you look at the club decor and, you know, the type of experience we try to create, it's, you know, it kind of blends in.
Mm.
And yeah, so there was some thought behind, you know, it being fluid and blending in motion.
Oh, cool. So.
But Fluid is very important for us. It's called, where Fucky Fucky comes from is the best of Dutch house. That's what they say. Okay. So now we know that. This is the best of Dutch house. Fucky,
that's
fucky.
All that's in the Dutch house. Then,
yes. I'm very disappointed in the Dutch house. Fluid is going to be host of our party tomorrow night, because we on this show, I don't know if you've been in here in the past where we had models taking clothes off.
I thought that was just what happened here.
No.
Just your show.
That was, yeah. Okay. So we got a new...
Wasn't this the boys of
yes,
Cliff Central?
Yes, you're right. Now we got a new competition or thing, yeah. Drive, called The Boys and Girls of Cliff Central.
Okay.
And tomorrow night, excuse me, there's going to be a party where we sort of launch this with boss models at Fluid. That's why.
Fantastic.
Jeremy is here, you see. So it's going to happen there.
Where is the club?
The club's in Rosebank, so mm-hmm. at the Design District in Rosebank.
The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Okay.
So the location's pretty central.
Yeah.
North, south, east, west. So we're pretty, pretty excited to host the party, especially being, you know, coming on board with Cliff Central and Boston
totally.
Models.
And the Kasper Rasper show.
And
there
the
we
Kasper
go.
Rasper show.
Yeah, right.
That's the main one.
Sorry, Yeah, that is absolutely the main. I try the Kasper radio show. Cliff Central, boss models, nice people, lots of fluids and juices.
Well, indeed.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Now, what is your... do you have resident DJs?
We do. So, actually, for the party tomorrow, we've got Waris, previously from 5FM,
yes.
playing. We've got Ricky Breast, who's absolutely gorgeous. So, she is, I think, one of the FHM top 100 models a few years ago. And she'll be playing as well. And we have...
Sorry, her name is Ricky Breast.
Ricky Breast.
Good name.
Should I Google it for you?
How do you spell Breast?
B-R-E-S-T.
Okay, cool.
So no, you spell it T-I-T.
I'm not sure if that's Ricky's stage name. You need to check with her.
Awesome.
And then we have our house DJ, so DJ Stan and DJ Foreplay.
Nice. Yeah.
And you've got your new theme song. You're set
Fucky,
to go.
Fucky. We are set.
You know, we're going to get Foreplay to play Fucky Fucky. So
I'm starting to understand the name Fluid more.
There you go.
Bernard, you're back.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome again.
Bye, donkey.
So what's happening is a lot of people who want to be seen or who want for this competition or want to just check out the people, they come tomorrow night to this show, to this club. And it starts from 10 at Fluid,
yes.
The boss model party. I will be there. I'm actually going to have some energy boosters to keep myself awake, because I usually am in bed at 9.
That's fine.
So I'll be awake and I'll be going to be there.
How many people are you expecting? So like, is this going to be like a one hell of a draw?
It's going to be massive. We're expecting about 700 people, 700 to 800 people. So it's going to be massive.
Are you coming, sure. Duncan? Duncan says yes, he's coming, which means he's not.
700 people. That's amazing.
That's what we expected. So.
Duncan says he wants to DJ, Jeremy. Will you give him a test? There he is, behind the glass.
Hey, Duncan. Are you going to play Fucky Fucky? Perfect.
Duncan.
Best of Dutch. Oh, best of Dutch. Ah, can't wait. I'll be there. Jeremy, I'll see you tomorrow evening.
Great, thanks.
Is something else we must sell to tell people?
Tickets available at the door, so limited tickets available at the door, so get there early, you know, to avoid disappointment.
And it's going to go on till it's
It's going to go on till
over.
About 4 a.m. So we've got
Fucky fucky.
That's it.
That was Jeremy from Fluid, and he is gonna be our guest host for the theme of Boys and Girls of Cliff Central tomorrow night, and I hope to see you all there. And now, as promised, every week a wonderful rendition of one of the best songs in the world. This time it's a lady. It's a lady. And this is your co-host, Jonathan Rasmus. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
Well, at least I'm not saying Rock's mouth.
No.
And
is it Casper or Casper? I've always known you as Casper.
Casper is more like Afrikaans. Casper is more like international.
Okay. Kaz.
Gareth Cliff is stripping outside here, flashing. And now he's walked. But that was interesting. Yeah, Casper. I like Casper. It's like English people say Casper. Afrikaans say Casper. Kom hier, Casper. Vertel vir ons goedjies. And Jared has joined us now. Hello, Jared.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so well.
Good.
And we are all here today for Joseph, because it's going to be a big Joseph show this year. And I want to make it pleasant that you all look forward to tonight, which you already are, I know, because the show is, there's a buzz. There's a buzz out there.
It's a quiver.
It's a buzz like
to be with Joseph, right?
And the people say it's lovely. Now, who are you?
I am Issika and the butler in the show.
Who's Issika?
Issika is one of the brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's one of the brothers who
One of the
Joseph.
Brothers who doesn't get spoiled. Who doesn't get this
he's
fabulous
one of the jealous
coat.
Brothers, actually. He's one of the jealous brothers.
I'm so jealous.
Oh no.
I want to rip that coat off.
And then he's my butler. That's Pharaoh. He's Pharaoh's butler.
Lekker.
Yeah. I'm Pharaoh's butler. So
that's fun to do.
It is. It's a lot of fun
it's
to do.
It's a creepy story though, because the butler goes into jail and meets Joseph and then comes back out again. I'm going, why did he go into the jail?
In the first place.
What's he going into the jail to meet people for? And then he comes out and says, well, I know this bloke in jail. It's a terrible thing to say to a king.
Are you the one who tells Joseph your dream about the, what was it, the birds or the bread?
I tell him about the grapes.
The grapes.
Okay. And then he says, okay, this is going to happen. You're going to have a wonderful future.
And I just want to help Pharaoh the whole time.
So
I tell him. I tell them about Joseph.
So there's a whole subplot here, which we don't know about.
Not really.
No.
You never do with Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals.
And you're who? Issachar.
Issachar, yeah.
Yeah, ninth son of Jacob, eh?
That is it.
Yes, sis. And then you got a lot of brothers. You got Reuben. You got Simeon.
I have to fight for attention.
Levi, Judah. I bet Levi is dressed well. Dan. Naphtali.
That's funny you say Naphtali, because the guy who plays Naphtali.
I didn't say Naphtali. I said
keeps,
Naphtali.
Saying Natalie. So he says, and I'm Natalie.
I'm Natalie. Hello. And who's Richard? Who's he playing? Because he's also to be a
Dan. I think he's Dan.
The man.
And I think he's.
Which one's Richard?
He's also alternate Joseph.
Him, yes.
Well, him and Bianca still have to pitch, but they're remarkably on time, professionally late. If you can see them, tell me, because I can't see through this glass.
We'll bring them in.
So we'll bring in the wrong people. We'll bring in 4 o'clock guests, and they wouldn't know what the fuck to say.
Yeah.
Sing! Any dream will what? Sing! Okay, so you are that. And then there's Benjamin and Zebulon.
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 Well, I can't speak.
The worst names.
Zebulun.
Hardest names to get out.
Oh, man.
So quickly.
Yeah.
The narrator has a tough job.
Shame.
I heard about Hannes. Hello, Hannes, you've joined us.
Hello.
Again.
Hello.
There you go. Hannes is here because he's also in a bloody show called Sneeveiki, and you hear by the grace of Wesley.
Yes, amazing. I am indeed, yeah.
By the grace of Wesley, because you got to go again. But I need you because today we have to do Game of Thrones episode 2 of season 6.
It's a big episode.
Trippe Trappe Trone, Improvisation Afrikaans. But before we do that, I want to share something with all of you. Betty, you too, if you want to join us. Hello, Bets.
Hallo, dis ek Andarm hierdie keer.
Is darm aan, Betty. Hoe het dit gegaan met die pink loerie?
Ag, dit was baie lekker.
You look Radig. Beautiful.
Thank you. I felt beautiful. Ja, designer Henry Greiling made all my outfits. So,
wow. But that huge fountain in your head was also great.
Yeah, that was from Hollywood Costumes, Heidi.
Yeah.
Now that I felt like a
and that
queen.
RuPaul of South Africa.
Yeah. How did you fly with that headdress?
Luckily, the headdress was driven down by some courier company or something,
I thought you had to wear
hand luggage.
No, you had to wear it all.
Carry on.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Ag, sal jy asseblief vir daai vrouen 5A sê om my hoed af te haal? Ek kan nie sien nie. Ek kan nie die televisietjie sien nie, ligwardin. Okay, so listen to this. There's a new CD that's come out. Now, look. I'm all for jokes and funny stuff. And it's a big, big friend of mine, Sean Butler, who
Schwen.
But they have now got this fucking Panties Moet Val CD. Panties
Moet Val. I've seen someone with a hashtag.
With a hashtag, ja, klomme klaar, Panties Moet Val. So I was quite interested in this.
Quite a name.
Sean, what the hell is this? He said, no, if it does offend, it's good because that's what they want. I don't know what the hell that means. So, let me read you the press release I got from Sean, and then we're going to listen to a sample of those songs. I'm going to only play 3 that I can stomach. The others, it's pure shit. But the others are quite funny, actually. I don't know if they're going to be played on a radio, but we'll see, because they do swear now on songs, which I think is so wrong. I mean, who the fuck swears on a fucking song? But, no, it's a joke. So let me look. Where is Sean's email to me? I had it yesterday. American Kickstarter. I'm sorry with you just now, because I have to read this. It's very funny. It's
and the cover's a cartoon.
The cover is, yeah, just read some of that, the titles for me. Okay. So long.
So what we've got here, I mean, if you can imagine, it is it's a big, beautiful banner. Panties Moet Val in Alle Snaakse Dans Treffers. The Stok Stijf Dance Orkest.
Okay, so he says the orkest is the Stok Stijf Dance Orkest under direksie van Kakofonie. En die opnames is gedoen in sy garage.
Dit is meeste Afrikaanse musiek deesda.
Exactly. Die liedjies is geskryf deur Ertjies, Spyker, Kakofonie en Piet Kokkewiet. Hulle wag vir 'n groot deurbraak in die musiekbedryf. En is oortuig hulle platenmaatskappy Windpompplate gaan nou daai deure vir hulle oopmaak. Oh. Now, can you read some of the songs some for us? Song.
Snooky en Cookie op die hoekie. Daar is kak in die huis vanaan. Stoot my frikkie.
Oh.
But I think my favorite is Killie my Millie.
Yay!
I think that's a cover. That's a classic.
Yeah. That is a classic already. It's Afrikaka.
Binne in haar heuning in.
And it is just do it ernstig. That is actual. That bestaan. Dis nie net soos.
Wow.
No, it's jokes. It's all jokes. I mean, this is Das Kak in die huis vanaand. If you want to listen to that.
Das Kak in die huis vanaand. Das Kak. Honey, hey, it's fun. We gaan ons kinderkies lipstick o papi sa das tu papi laat weet hy werk laat vannacht is mami weer dadelijk verdag tu papi by die huis aankom en mami ryk parfum aan sy net daar al haar klere uit en storm by die achterdeur uit daar is kak in die huis vanavond.
So as we all know, there was a group in the 50s called the Brills, and that is what is being sent up here. It's not that the Brills haven't been sent up before, but that's the kind of a style this one is. But let's go on to a more with it song, Steekom. Steekom vanaand or something. Let's have a listen.
Hy was 'n man wat uitgehang het in elke pub en elke klub in die dorp. Hy het elke pick-up line gememoriseer. Hy was nie 'n dokter nie, maar Sakkie kon opereer. How you doing? My name is Sakkie. Dit hurts, baby, when you fell from heaven. Is there a mirror wearing your pants? Cause I can't see myself in them.
En wat dan as ek pakkie doe, en ek rea na die motel toe, en ek trek die gordijne toe.
Is wie jou wat ek soek?
En sy skop al squinkie straight, en sy trek al bluesie heet, en sy trek al rockie heet.
Ek doe laat val hy sy broek.
Ooh, my heart.
When you are any girl, stik om met so langs voorbij.
Ooh, my heart.
When you are any girl, stik om met so langs voorbij.
Sorry, dis Steekom net so links verby, dis die stingse nou.
Steekom net so links verby.
Ooh, my heart.
Money, where any girl. Steekom net so links verby.
Sakkie was 'n man wat uitgehang het in elke pub en elke klub in die dorp. Into Sakkie on a drilling.
So the question is, where are they going to play this? Would you think it's Sokkie Sokkies, Jonathan?
Don't you get those chat parties or something? Maybe there.
Chat.
Yeah. Chat. Apparently, what is Pretoria. A
chat party?
Yeah.
It's a lang arm.
Like a lang arm party.
I think they're going to play that after three. Where in Fluid they're going to play Fokkie Fokkie, they're going to play this yeah. one. Oh. Or there's one more that we did.
The symbol for enige plek waar die woord kraal in die naam.
True. Then there's one more, it's called Snooky in haar wat? Jy het dit genoem, Jonathan, in haar hoekie or something.
Something like that.
Haar okkie het haar boukies net toegemaak. Op die hawe het sy heel dag lijn en nat gemaak. En laat aan in die pap het die manne oor af is gepraat.
Yes.
Sy was klein, sy was fijn en man was sy getrein. Sy kon woeker met een stok en een stijwe lijn. En die manne het van wijd en zuid ver af is gekom. Sy verkoop haar snoekie op die hoekie. Noekie, noekie. Ja, ja, hoemela.
Ja, ja, hoemela. Ja, weer.
Ja, ja, hoemela. Sy verkoop haar snoekie op die hoekie. Ja, ja, hoemela. Man is dan in rye vir haar snoekie. Noekie, noekie. Afs sê die man ook lekker alles gemaak. A voorskoot het a kanne net toegemaak. In die bakkerij het die manne oor a koek gepraat.
Die so droog soos die tannies.
Sy was groot, sy was rof en amper onbeskof. Sy kon klits, sy kon skommel tot die room ontplof. En die manne het van wijd en zuid vir a koek gekom. Ja, ja, hoemela. Sy verkoop haar koekie op die hoekie. Hoekie, hoekie.
So, If you want to go and buy this.
I do. I'm not going to lie. Panties, I actually want this.
Panties moet val.
Panties moet val.
Panties moet val. It's out now. Go out, rush. It is like a conversation starter, isn't it?
It is. Icebreaker.
It's complete. An icebreaker. It's a, listen to this. I just want to say that our third member of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is here, and that is the one inimitable Bianca Lerone.
At last, at long last.
At last. We've tried a lot, couple of times, darling. Well, there's something in your nose. What the fuck? Oh, it's a ring. Ek dog daar's 'n snotterbelletjie van eyster.
Sien jy my so?
Oh, I haven't seen your eyster in your nose before.
No, it's just a little accessory, you know.
Oh, fantastic.
Keeping up with the times.
Oh, Bianca, we go way back
so
when.
Way back. I know. Oh. You're the only person who knows what perfume I love.
I know. It's yes. Angel.
Yes, it is. Terra Muglia.
Yeah, because you were on the Casper Rasmus show.
I
about
indeed was.
Fucking 16 years ago.
Millions of
really,
years ago.
Really, it
yes.
was that long, mm-hmm. eh? And let me just switch this fucking.
And I actually I found such a beautiful Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
And I tweeted you a couple of weeks ago. I tweeted you a Throwback Thursday of us doing your show where I got to play a character.
Yeah, that was, but that was my one man show
with the glam guru. Yes.
Yeah, you played in Holskeer Heuvel, the yes. Afrikaans Broke Hill Mountain or whatever,
yes.
Brokeback Mountain, and you played the assistant of Montello.
Yes.
I got to warn you that Hannes has got to go, and because he's also got something going. I know you're opening night tonight, but we're going to make it nice and rustig for you all. I've never had people before I've seen the show, so it's quite new to me as well. I know the show, and I can just imagine how wonderful you people are in it, but I still have to go and see it. But I wanted to be here to spread the vibes of opening night, you see.
Amazing.
Yay!
But how cool. You've got Joseph opening tonight. You've got Snoveki with the first preview.
Yeah.
It's like two great shows at the same time. It's great.
Yeah.
Love is in the air and tension all around. But excitable tension, not nervous tension, eh?
Yeah.
Like
a fluid tension.
A fluid tension.
So, we got an improvised Game of Thrones episode 2, we do that every Friday, and he's got to go, so we've got to do it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you people to do things for me as we go on.
Okay.
You'll get the vibe.
Right.
Just crowd scenes or animals or whatever you have to do, please.
All right.
Let me start the theme, and then we take it from there. Ek weet nie, hulle gaan ons nou binnekort inval. En dan wat gaan met ons gebeur? Joe Snow, Joe Black, Joe Blow, word wakker.
Hier's groot moeilikheid. Hulle probeer inkom, hulle probeer alle maniere om in te kom. Dis 'n verskriklike ding. Ons, ek is nie 'n man vir beklei nie, maar vandag gaan ons dalk moet beklei. En ons het gelukkig ook 'n wolf saam met ons.
Dankie. O, oh, fuck. Wat het jy hom gegee om te eet?
Gras.
Hulle is, kyk daar, daar kom 'n swaard hier die skreef.
Wragtig, waar gaan ons redding vandaan kom?
Ek weet nie.
Ek hoor iets daar by die hoofhek.
Dis die dakare, met
Jy,
die reese.
Hulle het 'n fucking reus gebring.
Vat sure jou sop.
Moenie terugstaan nie, manne. Ons moet hulle oorwin.
Jy, ons lewe danksy die reese en die dakare. Dankie, poep ooggemmerkop.
Ja, dis vir my plezier. Julle het ons laas gehelp met bietjie kos en drank. So, ja, nee, plezier. Jammer om te hoor oor jou.
Thank you. Ons bevind ons in die kerk waar Delma besig is om by die lijk te staan van sy dogter.
Ja, sy was my poppie, maar nou sy weg. Hy is jammer te, haar ma kan nie hier wees nie.
Ah, Delmas.
Ja, is jy daai dominee?
Ja, ek is die moderator van die NG Kerk. En, kon het vir jou sê, jylle moet pas op.
Het jylle geen respekte nie, dit is my dogterse begrafnis.
Ja, maar jou dogter en jou sister en jou ma, as ek het reg verstaan, se begrafnis, alles in een.
Ja,
waar dis, die fok is die groot familie.
Ja, wel, die probleem is, jy moet nie dink dat ek jy kan fight nie. Ek sal jylle allemaal fight.
Pas op, kyk daar, en daar, en daar. Nie net is hulle mooi en jonk nie, maar ook soldaten.
Ja. Wanneer gaan jy ons uitlos?
I will leave you alone one day when you give us our land back. Dis a tip vir jou daai.
Ach nee.
Muffel!
Mama?
Waar is jy?
Mama, ek is so jammer, ek het jy nie jou na my sissie se begrafnis genooi nie, en jammer ek het jou, maar jy maak my bang.
Muffel, ek is hier toegesluit. Deur die moderator en die predikante en die ouderlinge. Ek gaan vokal ergens heen gaan nie.
Ja, maar mama, jy het ook
ek
my...
Ek wil by die begrafnis wees van my dochter slash ma, sister slash kind.
Ek sê mos nou, ek is jammer, mama. Want dis net so, dis so ijsig koud hier binne.
Oh.
Nou, ek is rarig jammer, mama, maar ek het tot my sinne gekom.
Druk weer die ding. Ek het die wind gelaat, kyk, is een stellig tiet.
Mama, ek is so lief vir jou.
Ek is net so lief vir jou.
Dit was net een soentjie vir mama. Mama, asseblief, vergewe my dat ek is nou net een soentjie, maar ek wil eendag een groot leier wees.
Gaat ek gauw wind laat? Kyk hoe rij ek, kyk hoe rij ek rondom op die poep. Yeah, oeh, ek is so kraskraai.
Ek so blij, mama gaan my help om 'n koning te word.
Ek gaan, nou moet jy net van mama luister.
Ja.
Want al mama... Hou op is en luister.
Ek luister.
Al mama se ander kinders is dood.
Ja.
Ok.
Ja,
so watch it, my kind.
Maar ek is die koning.
Ja, jy is meer die queen, maar ja, dis reg.
We gotta be dogs. We gotta be dogs when I show you. It's first another scene and then it's dogs.
Duncan! Ondertussen in die kasteel van Winterfell waar die Boltons plek ingeneem het. Hallo pa.
Hallo my seun.
Gaan hè?
Ja, nee, lekker. Dis bietjie koud vandag, maar verder het ek nie klagtes nie. Ek het nuus gekry dat ek weer papa is.
Papa gaan word of dat papa al klaar papa is?
Ja nee, ek is 'n papa. Ja, nee.
Is papa 'n papa?
Ja, iemand het nou net hier ingekom en laat weet...
Uw majesteit,
ja?
U vrou Daisy de Melker het geboorte geskenk aan 'n jong seun.
Ja, daar hoor jy dit self. Ek het dit klaar op 'n WhatsApp boodskap gekry. Maar ja, ek het 'n laaitie.
So dit beteken my eersgebore tereg is in sy moer.
My seun, jy moet verstaan,
ja.
Jy sal altyd my eerste seun wees. Jy gaan net nie
kan oorneem by my nie, dis al.
Ek is so bly papa dat vir my gesê. Papa?
Ja, jou klein bastertjie?
Ek het vir papa iets sê.
Ja, wat? Dis een mes. Ek gaan doodgaan.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
Daisy de Melker! Daisy de Melker!
Ja?
Baie geluk met jou baby.
Ja, dat kan jy al hoor.
Is jy bezig om vir iemand een blowjob te gee of praat jy met my?
Dis maar net my vetsteen.
Oh. Baie geluk, kan ek een bietjie snoe like, kyk?
Oh nee, hy like prachtig, kyk. Ja, ja. Ek hoor die Biltong Biltong het vir my gevra, Lord Biltong.
Ek is Biltong Biltong, hallo, maak op jou vet fucking oe.
Hoekom is jy nou?
Ontstaan hier, want ek wil vir jou babietjie een persentjie gee.
Oe, asjeblief, gee die persentjie.
Dit het een clue. Eepol, ken jy vir Eepol?
Ja.
Nou ja, ons staan hier by al die hokke.
Ja?
Nou, hulle Eepol is op.
Oe, ja.
So, ek het gedink, wat is lekker dan vir 'n hondjie as 'n sagte ou babietjie? Gee hulle!
Los my kind uit! Los my kind uit!
Get die eier op jou balalaika.
Dit is Kasperario.
In die laaste toneel se Davos is in sy moer in. Wat van Jon Snow, die man begin stink en ontbind. Wat nou? Hy benader die rooi slet uit Amsterdam.
Rooi slet?
Ja?
Ek het jou nodig. Ek het gehoor dat daar toorkragte daar buite is wat die dooi is weer lewendig kan maak.
Jy moet sien hoe lyk ek as my ketting afhaal. Dit is gepraat van magic. Ja, my velle val uit elkaar, ek het hangtieten soos een merino, maar nou is die ding weer om my nek. Bing, kyk, ek is jonk, la 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 la, heerlijk, heerlijk.
My jinne, jy het nou net soos Gollum gelijk.
Ja,
ek het jou
dit is
nodig.
My tweede oudste opa.
Ek het jou hulp nodig. Ons moet kyk of ons wat John wakker kan maak.
Good luck, good smaak, het kan nie gebeur, jammer, hy stink al.
Asseblief, ons is in gevaar. Hierdie ouens gaan ons opfok as ons nie vir John wakker kry nie. Hy is die belangrike skakel in hierdie...
Hy is dood, hallo!
Hy is nie dood nie, man. Hy rus net sy oë.
Jy wil natuurlijk nou hee. Jy het altyd vir my gehaat over die afgelopen 5 seisoene. En nu moet de rooi slet schielik haar magic geblad gebeuren, want Jon Snow, boehoehoe.
Asseblief, ons vraag baie mooi. Ons het vir Poepoog en Gemmerkop en allemaal hier binnen in die vertrek.
Hallo Poepoog.
En ons het net nodig dat jy bykie jou magic doen. Doen jou magic, asseblief. Doen bykie van jou magic.
Kamera tatu, slika mam, kon foki foki in de mam. Ek zie de maan, ek zie de lucht. Daar is Jon Snow weer in de lucht. Dis dit, hè? Dit was fantastisch.
Ja, ja.
Baie, baie dankie en allemaal vir julle bydraes.
Intense,
hè?
Ja,
so now
ja.
I've given it away a bit for some people who haven't seen the episode yet, but still something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Well, thank you, Hannes.
Right, dankie. Yeah.
You see, I kept my promise.
Perfect.
You can go now, Sneevit. And I don't know when we'll see you again, because now, tell me, is it true? Do you perform Fridays at 11?
At 11 o'clock in the mornings, yeah.
What are the Joseph times?
8 o'clock.
We're not far off.
Yeah. What do you do on weekends?
We do three shows on a Saturday.
Yeah, we do three on a Saturday as well. Yeah.
You.
2, 5, and 8.
Yeah. Well, 11, ours is a lot shorter. 7:30. Yeah.
But then, Sneveki, you're going to be so confused that at the end she won't eat the apple because she thinks she's done it already.
Yeah, so she thinks it's only breakfast now.
Yeah, but we have hot boys. 12.
Oh, lekker.
Hotties. We got hot chicks. Awesome. You got chicks. We have boys.
What have you got there? Chicks?
Yeah, man, it's even alles, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Right, thank you.
And we will actually come and see it and we will talk about it, but we will see you only now in the far future because you
maar
do
shows. Maar waar speel
het? Ons is by Empress. Oh. Obviously, vanavond eerste preview en dan zondag ons ambtelijke opening en dan is ons daar tot die 12 juni.
Wow.
Nice. Ja, met obviously Nadine is die groot ster en Angela Killian is in die show en Tian Rautenbach is hilariously funny as die day. Ja, so dis regtig nogal 'n nice cast. Ek sien speel en ag, is fun.
Hy is the mirror.
Ek sien speel.
Can't wait to see it.
Mirror on the wall.
Mm. Yeah.
It's in Afrikaans, you can say spiel or spiel.
Spiel.
But if you say spiel, people might go, what?
Yeah.
Spiel.
Yeah.
Good luck, Hannes. Well, so thank you for doing Game of Thrones. Now I've got to do it in the studio again until you return, eh? Oh, well, but it was fun.
No, bye, like it, bye, like
it.
Skeer en skinner, 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 met Bernard en Kasper. Hoor een bykie hierso. Wat is dit? Hoor ons iets? Wat gebeur
hier? Absoluut fokkel.
Oh, let me try again. Oh. Okay, well, when I sort that out, you talk to me, Bernard.
Wat het baie skinder nie vandag hoor.
Okay.
Onthou ek so rukkie terug te praat oor Colton Haynes, wat daar's rumors dat hy gay is en...
Wie is hy nou weer?
Die ou van Arrow en Teen Wolf.
Oh,
oh ja, njami njam njam. Is hy gay nou?
Hy het nou dit confirm.
Ah, oh, ja. Welcome little Teen Wolf.
Ja, maar ach, hy sê ook in die interview dat hy het net gevoel, hy het niemand explanation geou nie. Sin... Die rumor was daar, hy is gay, maar dit het niks met niemand te doen nie. Oh. Maar net om alles nou recht te stel, het hy gesê, okay, ek is nou Mola, get over it.
Yeah, but I agree with him.
Yeah.
I mean, why do I need to like, say, wat se kleur hou ek van?
Yeah, it's always so much pressure from the public to, for especially celebrities to come out. Why? I mean, if you don't want to,
Yeah, I agree. It's all about the work.
Like, well, welcome, exactly. Colton. Welcome, welcome.
Ja, ons verwelkom met oop arms en bene.
Oop bene.
En dan Obama.
Oh, wait. Before Obama. Oh. I got the music back, Betty. Thank you for this week.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. No, stay. This adds to the skinnies, you'll see. Hey.
RuPaul.
Are you a woman? You don't look like a woman. Are you a woman? You don't look like a woman, but you feel like a woman. Feel like a woman. Feel like a woman. Feel like a woman. Are you a woman? You don't look like a woman.
I'm not.
Are you a woman?
Nieman.
You don't look like a woman.
Ek is nie.
But you feel like a woman.
Donkey.
Feel like a woman.
Dis hier nou weer. Ek gebruik net nou weer.
So sorry about that. I interrupted you with RuPaul, but that is something to be interrupted with, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you watching RuPaul's Drag Race? It's going...
Yes, season 8.
Yeah, it's nearly finished. 3 left.
I'm not watching it, I'm following it.
Yes.
Like, there's a difference.
Ooh, sashay away. So what do you think of this year's crop?
I think it's strong. I think there's a lot of bitch fights going on.
Yeah, that's of course. I think they have to do it.
Bob the drag queen, she's
Bob
just
the
amazing.
Drag is very funny.
Yeah.
Bob the drag queen can be funny and serious, which is nice. And
fierce.
Yeah.
I think she's going to win.
Yeah. I think so.
Or Naomi.
I like Kimchi.
Kimchi's great.
Kimchi is very artistic and esoteric.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, Bob the drag queen is...
Naomi's got a wonderful body.
She's like a Victoria's
That's the same
model.
As last year. What's the thing that won?
Pearl.
No. The thing.
Oh, yes.
No,
Violet,
that was
Violet Chowski.
That's Bianca before that.
She's pretty and that's it.
What's what about Bianca?
Bianca was before that.
Before that.
Yeah. But I quite like that southern girl. What's her name?
She's out now.
Is she out now?
She's just out now.
Chichi
or something.
Chichi, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I liked her as well. She looked beautiful in this last episode with buns and cuck. And yes, the Asian
that
one.
Common girl.
Ooh, yeah, it's a dioxin.
With that glue gun.
Love it. But the one with, it's the one with the makeup, the esoterical one. That's very beautiful.
Kimchi.
Yeah. Beautifully done. But I she doesn't.
Can't walk in heels, but looks pretty.
But, she can't speak that well either. You go, what? Sorry, my darling. And then you go, don't spit in my face. You know, where Bob, the drag queen, would be a fantastic spokesperson as well. He's so funny. So shall we put our money on him?
I think so,
should,
Okay.
Feeling like a woman. Looking like a woman. Feeling like a woman. Looking like a woman. Feeling like a woman.
Looking. Other gay news, please.
Oh, yeah, I could buy a wear. Well, you need to buy any.
Yes.
yeah, I'm too excited.
No. What I just want to ask our Joseph Cost is if you see Richard Gao outside, tell me, is it Gao or Gao?
Gao.
Gao.
Is he not here? He was supposed to be here. So I'm holding back. If he's not here, then we can go forth and start Josephing without him. But I'm just saying I'm holding for another brother. But he's not heavy. He's your brother.
He is our brother. Jared. He's one of the 9. One of the 12.
Gay news.
Obama gaan the first LGBT monument in the world... is in oopmaak. Stonewall, die Stonewall Inn.
Ja.
Wat moest nou, dit is meer hotel nie, dit is nou een club. Dit is waar die Stonewall Riots was en alles.
Okay.
Dit word nou een national monument. Ja, is die first LGBT national monument in die wereld. I think that's not as amazing.
Where's this?
Stonewall.
Okay, amazing. Yeah.
And he's going to open it before he retires.
I'm sure he will.
And what's going to happen then? What happened in Stonewall, do you know? Do you know, Banner?
What do you mean, what happened?
What happened? What was Stonewall? What is it?
That was the first, well, not first, but like a gay club get-together place. And that's where the riots happened. And
the straight and the police. And the Morphe said, no more.
And that was the start of gay pride. The next year in New York, Chicago, and I can't remember where else was the first gay pride parades.
So as the starting place of this movement, Stonewalls will now become like a monument.
Yep.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I think it's amazing, great.
You're going to have your picture taken, selfies. It's a tourist destination from
there. Yeah. It's like a Stonewall, the club, and part of a park right next to it. That's going to be the monument.
Well, bless them all.
Is there going to be a statue?
Maybe a queen waving or something. a feather bow on the tree.
It will be like David, although he will just have a limp hand and a much longer cock.
Oh.
That will be the statue.
and done, Lloyds Bank in the UK.
What boring Lloyds. Cock is this?
See, boring, this amazing. Fuck off.
Yeah. Lloyds Bank.
Yeah, yeah, this is fucking up some money.
Yeah,
very interesting.
Hulle het nou a new policy and all employees that transgender is eligible for a free operation.
Oh, amazing, yeah. Wow.
Want hulle wil a happy environment stuff for
So you can do the final snip and the snap.
Yeah, so they will pay for your surgery.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's very nice.
But how many bandage tellers can you actually deal with? Hello, how are you? I saw a YouTube video of, was on Facebook, of what they do in that operation. Yeah, have you seen what
really?
They do?
It's, no.
It's That's intense. Amazing. That's amazing. They slit it down the middle, they turn it inside out, they pop what? It back in, they pop this tube through. It's amazing.
They take out the
slit it. What is that? What's the it they slit?
The penis.
Divorce.
To make it a vagina.
Yeah. They cut the penis in four and pull it through something and
it's portion control. That's
that
what
is so
portion control. I love that. But I mean, do you feel, Sally, would you be able
apparently
to
apparently you do.
Yeah.
So you
I don't actually know anybody who's transgender. I think it would be very interesting to ask.
Would be an
all
interesting
of this because it's stuff that people are too scared to ask. But it's, as you were saying, it's just a process.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
We need to ask Caitlin.
Yeah, I'm wondering the same thing.
And where can they pee now? Anywhere.
It's still, that's, no, a that's still
big problem.
That's
still there. It just pops out the top.
Okay. Well, we have to get a transgender in with a toilet and just see what happens.
Do a demo in the corner. Oh
yeah.
What about Ray Rugby? No, Gay Rugby.
Gay Rugby. Hmm? Oh, South Africa is the first gay rugby team.
Where?
No way.
That's the
I want to go see.
Yeah, that's... They're going international compete in... Yeah.
What are they called?
The Blue Cranes.
That is the Josie Cats.
Really?
Yeah.
Josie Cats.
And their ad campaign is actually amazing. They are actually targeting all the bad words that gay people get called.
Yeah.
So that's on their posters. So there's this butch guy with a beard with wings and then fairy question mark. And the whole thing is about what kind of a player are you? There's even a fudge backer poster.
Is it?
Of a guy that just with a packet of fudge.
Yeah.
That's backing fudge.
It. Wow.
And
yeah, South African.
It's South African.
That's brilliant. That's nice.
And it's all over. I mean, it's on international websites. So it's...
If they need a cheerleading team, they must let me know.
Do you score a try? Do you try to score? That's all I want to know.
I think you...
That was very clever. And
it's
fun.
Very clever. It's very clever. But you try to
that
score
should be their
after.
Tagline.
That's their tagline. Hashtag.
Yes, I love that. I'll hashtag that.
Okay, so where can we see them play?
Well, I think they've just launched now and the campaign is starting now and... So, I think in the near future.
And will they play straight people?
No, I think it's against other gay teams.
Oh, okay.
Because gay rugby has been around
in Europe.
For 20 years already.
Mm.
Yes. And South Africa is always a little bit
behind.
Yeah.
Behind.
Ooh, we're punning, eh? It's punning hither and thither here.
Punning Friday. I like it.
and tell me anything else?
Yeah, that's also Mullerland.
Why do they not want to play straight teams? What's the discrimination there?
I think it's from... I think it's from...
from the other end.
I think it's from the other end.
From the other
excuse
end, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they actually started it because there's lots of gay rugby players in straight teams that... don't want to come out because you can't be a rugby player and be gay.
Yeah.
In South Africa especially. So now you can just go there and be both.
It's amazing.
Well, we have a look.
Tackle and wave.
And they're called the Joseph's...
The Josie Cats.
The Joseph's Cats.
Joseph's Cats. Oh, I love it.
The Sphinx.
Yeah.
Well, we've learned a lot.
Yeah, I did.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, who's that? Was it the Bulls with the pink?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good to be honest. It's not a new revelation, I think. I'm going to get letters, hey?
Yeah.
I'm going to get letters.
Rugby players don't listen to this.
They don't write either.
No, that's fine. They can't. Well, I want to say and I want to explain something. Usually when you are more than once on the show, that's your first time today, Bianca
Lafranci.
So you are my first guest. You're not entitled yet to a title.
Oh.
Jared has been here a couple of times. So he is officially a veteran FOTS, which is the friend of the show.
Ah.
Like a J.
So it's like it's the queen giving out honors. Now... Jonathan has been here a lot. He's a veteran FOTS, so the Queen decided to, you know, sometimes the Queen, she gives out the Order of the Garter to her. That's her most prestigious thing.
Indeed.
Now
I'm wearing it right now.
I know. No, it's, you're gonna get it now. That's the whole surprise, Jonathan.
I'm wearing your garter.
Oh, thank you. Now, we can't say garter, but Queen had a Radio Gaga, so we're gonna call it the Order of the Gaga. The Order of the Gaga. So, officially, if you could kneel, Jonathan.
There we
He's
go.
He's actually kneeling. Oh,
He's on his
goodness.
Knees.
Okay, I take out my
nice
sheaf.
With your barocca. Go on.
I'll take out my barocca.
Your barocca stick.
And hereby, you are anointed.
Knighted.
With the Order of the Gaga.
Oh, what a moment.
The first ever.
Gaga.
Arise.
Foots Gaga.
Sir Jonathan, and please tell us, how do you feel?
Singular. Honored.
And a sensation.
Worthy, and I need to change my jeans.
Thank you. Congratulations. And from this day forth, you can go out and say that you are a FOTS Order of the Gaga. So Joseph is tonight. Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being here on the opening night. I know, you know, it's opening night. You don't want to harm yourself or whatever. But I just said, first time, shut up, orchestra. Shut up. I want to build excitement for tonight, you see. So I've got everything. We're going to go. I know Joseph by heart, I think. So let's go and talk about it while we have the music going.
Just play the colors once at least.
Sure. No,
get
no,
it into
no.
our heads.
Before I do that, yeah, we must do the colors. We can rehearse it. But before that, I want to play you something else, which I discovered. I it's very funny to hear Joseph Italian.
Ooh. Very I want to be in that Joseph.
Yeah, I can imagine those brothers, eh?
Sisters.
Yeah.
Italian stallion.
Sort of Pharaoh's Fabio.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
Ah.
Joseph. Philly or something. I think Philly is sons. Lots of colors.
Oh my goodness, I would battle. Sounds amazing.
Well, they're Italian.
Rosa.
Ocra.
Oca. Yola.
Drola. Grigia.
Puzza.
Yeah, no, rock on it down.
Shame, just put a razor. Nodules for days that voice ahead. Shame.
There's a turn in my eye.
I love from Farai.
Here comes.
Farai.
No pizza anymore. Yeah, no pizza anymore.
It's Miranda.
Yes, a pizza could be a big success.
Ah, no, this is na 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 na.
Is this a mega mix?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a mega mix.
You have to do it tonight.
So like yeah, but
okay. It's like K-pop.
Yeah.
Here we go. Italian Pharaoh. Here we go.
Yes, here he comes.
Is that Pharaoh?
Here we go.
Oh my goodness. Pavarotti trying to...
Maybe they made him Pavarotti.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I'm going to swing fast.
No, John, I think you're doing great. Oh, this is much better. Much better.
Good to
know. I love how he's swinging it. Questo sogno mi ha turbato, dimmi
Joseph, cosa vuol dire?
That's what happened to Placido Domingo. That's what happened to him. Na 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 na
na
na
na na na na na na
na na na na na. I will say there's a striking resemblance to Panties McFall in this orchestration.
Taxi, please. That's very Cassia, Shane.
Sure.
Oh no!
Naughty, Marky. How you Italian Jamaican flips.
Lucy.
These words all the same.
Don't translate day, na 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 na, stays na na everywhere. Ocra rosa, ocra. So the good thing to know is that your production is better.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That was very well played.
Yes. Now that's actually already you got excitement now.
Already it's better.
So when did the narrator become a woman? But because you're not the first one, it started in the West End a couple of years ago. Did you know that?
A couple of years ago. Wasn't it in the movie?
Like
years ago.
Yeah.
It was 93.
No, the narrator was a man always.
93 was a while ago.
Oh, was that already a woman?
Yes. I think it was a woman, yeah.
Maybe with a resurgence of the Joseph.
I saw Joseph was in primary school.
Huh?
And that was a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was always a man.
Where did you...
It was always a man.
State theater.
In fact, the keys are all men keys. The music.
So it's quite difficult for you.
I'm not going to lie, it was a challenge.
So they did not change it for a woman's voice?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You see, Lord Webber in 93, when they did the Palladium production, they found this girl who could belt. And she saved them transposing the entire show.
I see, so they kept it.
So they kept it. Oh. Why not? And ever since then, the narrator is now a lady.
Okay. Hmm. So no wonder you got four scarves and Vicks all over your face.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Yeah. And especially Saturdays, you're going to go.
Saturdays are crazy. We had a first Saturday last week and
it was rough.
I saw my
fitness. He was, yeah, and yellow. Ach, I just fuck it. And you walk
20 minute break between shows.
No, I must share. No, I must share something with you.
It's got intervals, eh?
Yeah, it's got an interval, thank goodness.
I want to share something with you because this happened last night and I was traumatized beyond. I mean, we get notes, you know, we get notes all the time and up until opening night, which is tonight. And I just kept thinking it was out of halftime and we were going into...
Yeah, interval.
She's still with the Joseph
Rats. So I'm standing there with one of my co... actors, and I'm saying to her, I mustn't forget this note. And I go up and the curtains are all on my spot where I'm supposed to stand, and I start confidently singing the song, supposed to be Pharaoh's Story, and I start singing the beginning of the show.
After interval, could you sing this?
Time on this planet,
and people went, but didn't we just...
I was so traumatized. I didn't know how to get back.
Because you were on autopilot, maybe, in a way.
It's because the melody is exactly the same.
Yeah.
How you open the first, well, how you
and
open the show and how you open
the
second.
Okay, because after interval, you say now Pharaoh was in a terrible fix or whatever. Oh my God. Now, what did you do then?
I stood still and did nothing. I just looked at the screen. Our conductor is conducting and he's trying to mouth the words and it can't fall in. And I was just
I can imagine
there.
Ice cold, eh?
I was...
And then your girls came and helped you.
And then the girls come up and then I knew, okay, this is where it goes.
So you didn't start from the beginning?
No.
So Pharaoh someone just hopped into the third lyric?
Yes. Right, the third line.
That's why I lip-synced.
Such a scary thing.
I was traumatized.
So traumatized that Bianca and I have a little moment at the end of my song.
Yeah.
Because I have to milk the applause a bit.
Yeah.
And then I finish and then she pushes me out of the spotlight and then I was given the note, please take another 10 seconds because the boys need to change for Canaan Days. So I'm busy in my thing. I'm getting lovely audience response. And she cuts me off early.
She didn't know.
Because she was so thrown. She's like, we need to get the show going. And I walk off stage and the poor brothers are just in their pants. Like
hopping on.
Dude,
can't. We're like, wait.
Yeah. In their dance belts.
We need to get on stage.
But that's always a very good sign for a stunning opening night.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, you have to go through that.
Bit of a wobble before.
Yeah. Okay, so which song has got all the brothers' names? Just help me. We got to go.
Jacob and Sons.
Jacob and Sons.
Okay, Jacob and Sons. I've got everything.
What's so amazing about the show is Andrew Lloyd and Tim Rice decided that the first sequence of names that I got to shout out are not going to be the same when he gets in the second act. Gets betrayed or
no.
Joseph. Yes, in the second act.
Is it this? Different way.
Completely different orders.
The bastards.
So I had to learn everything the way it was written.
So how do you remember it? Like by
parrot fashion.
I had to parrot fashion. Yeah.
So the first.
It took forever. Ask them. Yep. It took me forever.
And In fact, the rehearsal process wasn't long either. So.
The narrator carries the story right through. Yeah. I leave only twice on in the show, and we're on a rake.
So you can't even go. Just get yourself together.
No, not at all. In fact, after Pharaoh's Story, I go straight into telling the story again. I felt so terrible last night. I just wanted to run off and say, oh, what a fuck up. I just want to get away here. And I couldn't do it. I just had to stand there and carry on telling the story.
Well, I can't find Jacob and Sons. That's the one thing I can't find. But I can just give me the words and I will go for it. And you just...
Reuben, Simeon.
No. Go with this Jacob and Sons first beginning. How does it go?
Way, way back.
Okay, way back many centuries ago. Not long after the Bible began, Jacob lived in the land of Canaan. A fine example of a family man. Jacob and Sons.
Depended on farming to earn their keep. Jacob and Sons. Spent all of their days in fields with sheep. Jacob was the founder of a whole new nation. Thanks to the number of children he had, he was also known as Israel, but most of the time, his sons and his wives used to call him Dad. Jacob and Sons, men of the soil, of the sheep and crook.
Grip.
Jacob. Jacob and Sons, a remarkable family in anyone's book. Reuben was the eldest of the children of Israel, with Simeon and Levi the next in line.
Naphtali
and Issachar and Asher and Dan. Zebulun and Gad brought the turtle to nine. Jacob and Sons, Benjamin and Judah, which leaves only one.
That's one.
Jacob and Son, Joseph, Jacob's favorite son. Jacob
and Sons, Jacob and Sons,
Jacob and Sons,
Jacob and Sons.
2, 3, 4.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, it's very wordy. It's well, a lot of information.
Well, you rehearsed it now. Good on you.
She'll be fine. Yes.
Now, the other one. What's the other one called where the colors come in?
I just know Joseph's coat.
Joseph's coat.
Oh my goodness.
It's right after.
I want to give some information, but I'm just scared that Jonathan knows it already because he would. But did you know? Okay, let me ask it this way. Who sang on the concept album? Who sang Potiphar?
Potiphar. Do you know something really tragic? I have that concept album in the boot of my car. I was given it as an LP last night.
So you don't know yet?
I don't know it, no. I know Tim Rice was Pharaoh.
No.
What?
No.
Tim Rice in 69 was Pharaoh.
Tim Rice plays Potiphar. Huh? Oh, I haven't got it wrong now. Do you think I got it wrong?
No, I would never say that, Casper.
Wait a minute. I'm going to go to that. Because can Tim Rice sing?
Yes.
Oh, because I thought he'd been Joseph. No, Potiphar comes out.
Wow, it sounds so different.
That's very basic. Now, I thought this was Tim Rice.
Joseph, I see you rot in jail.
It sounds like a Beatles
musician.
Okay, have you got Pharaoh on there?
I'm going to look for it exactly now because this is, you can't be right, but you are. Because I became ice cold like Bianca did last night when you said it's Pharaoh. Fuck. Okay, it's going to take a couple of minutes to get there. But the thing that I didn't know, and obviously Jonathan knew, is that Jesus Christ was first out in a hit before they actually finished Joseph. Mm. Did you know that?
Wow.
You did, hey? So they can't learn them anything. So what happened was they wrote this little thing for, you would know the story, his father and the little chapel. Go on.
It was written for kids initially. It was a 15-minute cantata.
That's right. A cantata, he knows that word.
The only reason I know that is I've been given the press release to give to so many people, so I've brushed up my stuff.
Okay.
So.
Yes, and then it became 20 minutes?
Yes, and then it proved immensely popular, then they started to workshop it and it became a thing.
Yes, but then they first wrote Jesus Christ.
Oh, in between, yeah.
Yeah. But now you can see in Evita and Jesus Christ and Joseph, the formula they took was very much the
similar,
same.
Yeah.
So you got your guest villain, which is Herod and Jesus Christ Superstar, and Pharaoh in Joseph. Mm-hmm. Both got a gimmick song.
Yeah.
And then you got your narrator. All three has.
Yeah.
The narrator is just narrator and Joseph. Jesus Christ is Judas. And in Evita, it's Shay.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever played Shay?
No, I'd love to.
Jonathan, no. You would like. You would
I'd
be
love
very good.
To.
And you would be, Bianca, a fantastic Evita.
Wow.
Huh?
Yes. You can do Sophia Vergara.
And Jared,
yes.
You also would be a wonderful Evita.
No, I don't. Thank you. Could be my drag moment.
Play Magaldi.
You can play Magaldi. Good night.
Night
of a thousand stars. Yeah. We've cast already.
Done.
Have you done anything Jesus was? Have you been Jesus?
I've been Judas.
Mm. Ah, you
Judas.
Prefer
he was
that.
An amazing Judas.
I was Judas. Yeah.
Wow.
Killed it. 2011. Killed it. yeah. Sito of Wunderboom.
Was
yes,
he Jesus?
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, Sito, yes. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He was good.
So what I was
in it too.
But you were... but you were the baddie.
He's a hottie though.
No, I wasn't a baddie. No, Judas wasn't a baddie. He was doing what he thought was right.
Oh, please.
Everybody has their purpose.
Yeah, exactly. But he was more pissed than purpose. Okay, I'm going to that Joseph concept, the Joseph Consortium. Are we talking about that?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going there now, and I'm going to look for what's his name? Pharaoh's Song.
The concept album.
Joseph's Coat?
Joseph Consortium. That is the concept album.
Right.
And I can only find Potiphar because that's what I chose, you see. So now I've got to find out a way to go to that whole LP because we must now find out whether Tim Rice was Pharaoh.
Tim Rice was Pharaoh. I get the difference.
Oh, fuck off, everyone. I'm wrong. Well, let's hear. Let's hear Tim Rice thing. It's very bad.
It's very walk the line.
Very walk the line. That is Tim Rice. And you got that on record that it is Tim Rice.
Yep. Where am I?
Okay, so Potiphar. Maybe I was just, I already had my sleeping tablets. Then I thought.
No, Potiphar, Pharaoh, it's all the same thing, really.
It's not. I want to play Potiphar. Or I want to sing. Who sings that song? You.
Which one?
Potiphar.
No, we all sing it.
Yeah, we all sing it.
I want to sing that one. Can we do it just for me?
We dressed in latex.
Potiphar. Can you imagine Casper coming out as... Sorry, Casper coming out as Potiphar.
Yeah.
Oh, it will be so...
Joseph! I'll see you rotten in jail.
No, I won't do Afrikaans. Okay, help me. Just tell me where must I do what. Is this right?
Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's coming.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, most
of... Latex leather outfits.
Well, he's got the backing track.
Wait for the tuba.
The what S&M happens now? Do people begins. Run around on
the
stage?
Lights come up.
The slide is open. Right. Smoke comes out.
There I come. You see, I can walk on this. It's like me in the morning going to the toilet.
Here we go.
Potiphar had very few cares. He was one of Egypt's millionaires.
Here comes your line.
Having made a fortune buying shares
in pyramids.
Oh. Yes, sir.
He was quite as great a huge pile. Owned a large percentage of the Nile.
Meant that I could really
live in style.
Joseph was
why don't you know the words?
Master consequently worked much harder, even with devotion. Potiphar could see that Joseph was a cut above the average, made him leader of the house of maximum promotion.
Yes, girl.
Potiphar was cool and so fine.
But my wife would never
tear the line.
It's all there in chapter 39 of Genesis. She was beautiful, but he saw a lot of men against his will.
Yes.
She would have to tell her that she still
was his. Your man, darling.
Joseph looks.
These kids sound drunk.
Has attracted her attention.
I wish I had the kids.
I'm alive.
Love me, love.
Sister, till one day she proved too eager, Joseph cried in vain.
Love.
I don't believe in free love.
I don't.
That was nice.
I like that. That was pretty.
That is so fantastic. We got a other section on the show which really ties in the dovetail so well with today. Mm. And so that's why we got it here. It's called Stoff Poppies, Golden Oldies. Let's just go there.
Stoff Poppies.
is van Jay-H.
Okay.
Okay.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai, of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels, of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Yummy kan yum yum.
She's excited for a broodjie.
She just wants it. Now, Tim Rice was involved in our Stof Poopy of this week. Okay. We'll get it very quickly. Tim Rice wrote the lyrics. Difficult to say that when you're Afrikaans. Tim Rice wrote the lyrics.
Tim Rice.
Wrote the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's composed by my favorite team ever in the world. So, Jonathan. The name is?
Chess.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Love that show.
So what we do on Stof Poop, we go back, we listen a little bit to the songs. So I'm just going to start us off with this one. This would have been my clue if you didn't get Chess. I would have played you this. This is a live recording done the other day.
Sure he's alive.
What?
But then you couldn't be sure he was dead.
What?
No change there, huh?
I'm going to go to the right thing here.
Yeah.
You'll be back next year. It's only a game.
No. I've spent my whole life playing games.
Tell it, Adina.
How to survive? Where do I start?
Of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brenner.
Oh,
have we ever had a chess in South Africa?
Yes, we have. It was sensational.
Yes,
who
have.
Played in it?
Sita was Bobby, not Bobby Fischer, his name. Brennan Holder was Anatoly.
Amazing.
He was wonderful. Yep. Gina Schmuckler was Florence.
Yes.
The beggar woman from Sweeney, Annie, was Svetlana. With someone else's story.
What a beautiful song, yeah. Someone else's story.
Yeah, it was a wonderful production.
The problem with chess is they constantly change the script. Mm. They can't get the fucking script right.
Well, you want to know a funny story? I mean, Paul, who directed us, Paul Roe Griffin, they mounted the production of chess in Joburg. And during one of the previews, it wasn't going particularly well. And they were outside having a cigarette. And Paul turned to the guy and asked for a light. Tim Rice. He came out to watch it.
What?
And the two, Charles, our musical supervisor, and Paul Griffin, the director, turned pale. Because it wasn't a particularly good show that day.
And he just came on his own.
But Tim Rice said, our production got the story across in the best way he'd ever seen.
Okay, great.
And preferred that version.
Okay.
Because again, Paul had sat and cut and trimmed it.
Yeah, so they didn't know how to end it. Should they...
You never know who's in the audience.
Should they divorce? And there Tim Rice sits.
Wow.
Amazing.
I can feel the devil walking next to me.
It was an amazing production.
And of course, I love Benny and Bjorn, so not taking anything away from Lord Webber. Love Lord Webber as well.
Chess is...
Okay, so your next thing you have to do is Evita, hey?
I'd love to.
Okay, we talk about Les Mis last time. You're going to do that? Bring him fucking home now?
Yes.
Well, if our credit rating has dropped down to junk, we ain't seen Les Mis ever.
Yeah. But it's gone better now. Mm. A little bit. A little bit, Jonathan.
A little bit. I've dropped my piggy bank.
So we're looking at that. We're looking obviously at Evita for Bianca. Anything else for you?
For me?
You want to do? I haven't seen West Side Story yet. I would love to see that.
You have to see.
You saw
Anita.
It, eh, Bernard? No.
What?
You saw her in something and you loved it. Blood Brothers.
Blood Brothers,
oh,
yes. Yeah.
Oh, you were great in that. Oh, my.
Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
Tell me it's not true.
I saw it twice and cried both times.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have the same
scene? A very difficult story to tell. Not an easy one.
It's a beautiful. I haven't seen you in it. I've seen it, but I haven't seen you in it. So I would love to. But was it only K-based or did it come here?
It came here.
Shame on me.
Yeah,
and especially shame on Bianca for not inviting me and and just reminding me.
My social media was all over it.
Where was I then?
I don't know. Do you follow me? You don't.
I do. I do.
You do.
I do. I do. I do. I do. I
but
do.
It was my first. It was my first musical. I was all over the place. I was nervous. I couldn't. I was.
You gotta
with
start
David
somewhere.
Cramer.
Oh, he directed.
Yes, he did. He adapted it to a South African story.
Did you see the West End one?
I was all nervous. I've seen things on Twitter and on the internet.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know it was adapted for South Africa.
But we had a very good version.
It was stunning. Really
I think
stunning.
Also because people could relate to it.
Yeah.
And he used the whole District 6 theme.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Of love lost and all of that. Yeah.
And Jared, you've done Singing in the Rain. You've done Cats.
Yes. West Side Story as well.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So where are you going from here? Because I need to see you starring.
Well, hopefully soon. We'll see.
Oh, you
can next.
See him starring in his Instagram with his Versace photos.
That's what I want to ask him as well. I know.
How hot is he?
Oh my God. Now, are you going to enter Mr. South Africa yet or nay?
I don't think I will, no.
Why not?
Why? You should.
For professional reasons. Yeah, I'm just going to be sticking and focusing on my work at the moment. Something like that you really need to invest in, you know?
Yeah, you've got to take a
time. It's got to be your main focus.
And go on another path. You could win it, eh? You could win it.
Thanks, Gus.
You could. He's intelligent, he's witty, he's relatively handsome,
gorgeous.
And he's got an okay body.
He's gorgeous, and that body, I look at it every night.
Yeah. I told him with Singing in the Rain that I'm like a father now because I sit there and I just only watch him and say, he's the best. He's the best.
Oh, you guys.
I promise you.
Thanks.
So I will also there. I will obviously watch Bianca.
Absolutely.
I will watch Farah. And then for the brothers, I'll just go.
I just want to say,
Jared, you're the best.
The highlight for me of the show is definitely Farah. Farah kills.
That whole.
He steals the show.
Amazing.
I thought so.
It's nothing to do with me. It's actually the costume. And when you see the show, you'll understand.
Yeah.
It's all the costume.
I saw the photo yesterday.
No. There's one note that you sing. One note.
And
that
holds
note
it until we all want to pass out before he does.
I will say my nipples go hard.
Wow.
That is how beautiful that note
okay,
is.
I'll come with a t-shirt then.
Have we organized tickets for you?
No, I want to wait for you to play it in. I want to spread the word.
Okay.
And then I'll come. I want you.
But you'll let us know, huh?
You must let me know when you say, okay, this is not going well.
Okay.
Come, Casper, it's
right.
Good.
Right.
Okay.
Tell me it's not true.
Yes, girl.
Say you didn't mean it. Say it's just the shame. Say it's just the end. All the
Italian works for me on this particular song because they're good with anthem things.
Chiudete a chiave. It's beautiful.
Lasciatemi.
It's an art film.
The credits are going up. There's a medium close-up of a croissant in black and white, but the jam is red. Moves over to the waitress, wiping the counter. She looks into the camera and conveys to us a look of absolute desperation. She then goes into the kitchen where her mother is slaving over a pot of stew. And as she lifts the lid, the title sequence appears in the pot.
And it is?
Homecoming.
Brilliant.
Love it.
A Martin Scorsese film.
Cool. So he is not singing this on screen. Okay. It's the soundtrack.
Starring Meryl Streep.
Of course.
Always.
As the pot.
Always. Maybe he's inside the oven, this guy.
Yes. Stuck.
Because then we sort of
close every door to me.
Yes. Fighting for his life. Especially the oven door. What's happening outside
here? I know, look at that bum.
No, but look at that food.
It's Freddy's.
They're all eating something. There's Jennifer Sue. There's something special happening here. Section where we talk about the news of the week and just see where we are in our mind, what's going on in the world, as we do Joseph every night. We still have to, you know,
keep everyone up to date.
Exactly. So, Queen Elizabeth wears black, but Princess Charlene of Monaco wears white to see the Pope. Why?
To see the Pope.
The Queen's older than the Pope?
No, that's not a reason. Oh. Always. The Queen will always wear black.
Okay.
Even if the Pope is 19.
Even if he's...
He's in his white frock with his glitter, and she, Charlene from Monaco, is there. Hello, where must I stand? Stand there and shut up.
Okay.
And she's not pregnant.
Yet, again. They used that Fruchter Gutters.
Yeah.
So she's got a twin now.
Okay.
What do you call it? To get a lot of children. Yeah. Well, no.
Vitro.
Yeah, you drink a lot of pills to get vruchtbaar.
Oh, wow.
And then that's usually when people pop out 8 kids. Like, oh, God, Papa. I can not feel pillikies. What do they say on WeChat, Betty? Nikki.
Nikki Oosthuizen say, ek kan nie meer my lach inhou nie. Die mense by die werk weet nou, ek's amptelik mal. Cindy Mandeau say, I love that song. What a song, Cindy.
I suppose that would be Snooki with a cookie.
I think it's Cindy gaan van Snooki hou nie.
Look at that bum. She just heard that. Look at that bum. What did she say?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cindy say, laugh it loud, Cassie. Look at that bum. And you respond with, but look at the food.
But they're eating. So, the thing, it's about Roman Catholicism. The Queen is the head of the Church of England. She's not a Catholic. So, only Catholic royalty may wear white.
Oh,
is she Catholic royalty?
She's not.
Charlene of Monaco is, yes. She had to. She's actually hervormde kerk, but she had to go Catholic. And now she can wear white in front of the Pope, and Queenie can't do a thing about it. She's got to wear black.
Hi.
Yeah. What mustn't you do to a dog? Who's dog lovers here?
I'm all a dog lovers.
Okay. I didn't know this when I read it, so that's why I brought it up. What mustn't you do that we all do to dogs, but we shouldn't?
Feed it chocolate.
That's very true. You may not do that. Eh?
Don't do
no
it.
Sugar. No sugar. Yeah.
Pick them up?
You can pick them up, but it's you're close to what you may or may not do with them. You're close to
kiss
that.
Kiss them?
You can.
I kiss you can
kiss your dog. Apparently, if you hug a dog, it's not good because you can make them snap and bite you. If
really?
You hug them.
Yes.
Because you take...
You can cut off their breathing as well.
Yes, and also you stiffen them up. They can't move, so they feel a bit vulnerable. When you
hug for Kent all day.
I always hug my dog.
Yeah, they said some dogs obviously will let it go because they know you so well, so it's fine. But especially vreemde honde, if you go up to...
Never be a stranger, yeah.
People mastiffy, come in. And now...
It's Game of Thrones.
Very Game of Thrones, yeah. You will lose the baby. Oh. Then... And another thing, you mustn't stare them in the eye. Mm. Look in the eye. Especially
and teeth.
And don't smile.
If you smile at a dog.
Yeah, so don't do that.
It's actually a sign of aggression.
Yeah, they're looking in the eye as well. So you must go, hello.
La 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 la. Good doggy. Oh, yes, good girl.
What is a Henry? What is a Henry?
A Henry.
A name made up this week by Wall Street. What is that?
Henry.
A Henry.
Could it be...
It's nothing to do with hedge funds.
No.
Hedge funds.
When are you a millennial? When you were born in 2000?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, it's to do with them.
Oh.
It's to do with the millennials. They apparently are cocking off a bit these days, but they're trying their best. And a Henry... is a high earner, not rich yet.
Oh, okay.
So remember, when you hear in Wall Street someone say, there goes a Henry, you know they're talking about you. And so one of the Henrys now made an app to confront the banks. And what would we like to cut? If we think of banking, what is the one thing we would not like to pay?
Interest.
And?
Transaction fees?
Mm-hmm. Bank exactly, charges. Nail on the head.
Yeah.
So a couple of Henrys now has an app. They're starting it, and it's going to catch fire, I'm sure, where I give you money, Jonathan, without any banks involved. We must just have the app.
Basically like PayPal or something like that.
Yeah, but there's no... Yeah, PayPal, but there's no... there's no banking transactions involved. Bianca's just showing so much she likes
the bum. I'm just telling her now. I want those jeans. I want those jeans. Your bum looks amazing.
Who is that?
As an old friend from way back.
But say, like, she's clear from Manga Group. Masa Isni.
Masa Isni. So, Jesus, it's your me.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to flirt with Karen.
Anyway, so they have.
Da didn't say that. They flirt with Karen.
Oh, she's giving him money without bank transactions.
Yeah. Because she's a Henry.
She's a Henry.
Yeah.
So you go online and you go for an app called Stripe. Go look at it. That is the new app where you can circumvent the bank.
Yeah.
Is it free?
I think so.
I'm definitely.
Let's go have a look at it. Just remember Stripe. It sounds like a disease.
Stripe.
I've got Stripe. Oh, again? Yes. I didn't know when it was cold, and now I've got Stripe.
Stripe.
Is that Nathaniel? I don't understand what's happening.
No, that's Umkali a bit.
Yeah, Nathaniel is.
I've got Stripe. Stone. But you can also do Nathaniel.
No.
You can't get that. You can do Nathaniel Lepi. Yeah, it's very good, very good. I wish people could see, but they can't, it's radio. What is a snoepkont?
Yo.
A snoepkont, snoepie se kont.
What is a snoepkont?
Snoepkont. Iemand wat baie eet, het 'n snoepkont.
You're very close.
Yeah. Is it?
You're very, very close. It is a Dutch word. It's a Dutch word, a very nice little word for people who like to eat sweeties.
But it's that snoepkont.
Snoep.
Snoep. Snoepkont.
Snoepkont.
Snoep. Snoep is sweeties.
Oh, is it?
Snoep, yeah. You call it snoep. Ik wil snoep hebben.
Zijn naar snoepje gaan.
Exactly maybe where that snoepie must have come from. And so snoepkont is like lekker back in Afrikaans. Lekker
maar
back.
Kont is nou iets anders.
Yeah, but they say kont, but it's got no negative meaning in Dutch.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. Really? Snoepkont.
Yeah, snoepkont.
Yeah, you krijg.
Kont snoep.
If you're a lucky bastard, you're a bofkont in Dutch.
Bofkont.
Who is Hong Hong? Who is Hong Hong? And
some
why?
Chinese empress.
Very yes. well hung.
I thought that.
Hong Hong.
Hong Hong. Very long.
Hong Hong was born this week.
Yes.
Ah,
oh, was that the big baby? That with six?
With the? Six what?
No, six toes.
Was it the six toes? Seven six. Toes or something?
More.
Yeah, it was like
eight
toes or something.
More.
It was
oh, no, wait, you have five toes.
It was like 16 or something because eight and eight.
You're right. Yeah. A point to Bianca here.
Yes.
She's got it. Hong Hong was born with 15 fingers and 16 toes.
Gee whiz.
Why?
It's a disease called polydactyl. What would that mean? That would mean
and do all of, are all of them dactyls. Functional?
Yes, they are. Well,
there's a pianist there.
Oh my God, he will play?
He has a finger in a lot of bars.
Yo! Imagine rearing him as a concert pianist, hey?
Yes, he would be.
But so it's a boy.
It's a boy. Mother wants to cut the...
But the mother has the same disease. It's.
You're right. Yes. The mother has the same disease.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
she's got like...
If it's seen as a disease.
I was about to say,
well, it's an abnormality in the genes. Yeah. And she's got the same. You're right, Bianca. Another 2 points. I mean, you're
thank
not
you.
Going to lose.
I'm a social
full of information today.
In the presence of the order of the girl.
I know that knows it all. The
fetkont.
Excuse me, young man. This is an adult radio show.
Oh, my goodness. Fet what?
Snoepkont.
Jy kry 'n halve punt. But now we subtract minus 11.
Ek bedoel snoepkont.
But there was also a baby that was born 6 kilograms. En die kop was verskriklik groot, apparently.
Did it come out the natural way?
So that's Jacob Zuma.
Apparently, yeah, could be.
We don't know.
Could be a Jacob Zuma baby. You never
Caesarean.
They got Zumiatis. Yeah,
that's Zumiatis.
Big baby with a double head. Yeah, so Hong Hong.
Zumiatis.
Hong Hong then decided on the fate of Hong Hong. Are they going to cut or are they going to give him a piano? Yeah.
Are they going to cut?
Mama wants to cut. Because 16 and 15 is a bit much.
But are some of them duds or do all of them work?
Duds.
no, they are sort of... Hong Hong hasn't got thumbs, for instance.
Yeah.
He's
that's
got
a problem.
Fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
a
it's
problem.
Like, it looks a bit icky, yucky.
Yeah, it's just like...
How many big toes does he have?
Well, he's got 16, so...
No, big toe.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got 16 toes. How many big ones?
I wonder.
Three on each side?
Maybe.
Mm.
Lots of balance.
Yeah, he can do ballet when he's
gymnastics,
not playing.
Be on the beam, go to the Olympics.
He could be a superstar.
He is a
swimmer.
Hero. We're talking about him, and he lives up in some Glendale in China.
That organ, is it in what's a... Start in America.
He's backed with a snoepkont, ja.
Nee man, by die vinger ou.
Hong Hong.
Daar's 'n convention hall in Amerika met 'n organ, maar hy het just 8 keyboards en...
That's lovely.
Ek weet nie wat die stad het, hy gaan hom kan werk.
Hy sal hom kan werk, maar onthou, hy het nie 28 arms nie, hy het net 16 vingers. So, I mean, you can't, with the finger stays on the same arm. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I'm just trying to get so you know this. Otherwise, you understand what I'm saying? Bernard?
Ek verstaan. Ek soek die organ.
Okay, soek die organ. Google is going to do something with us.
Yeah.
Which sounds magnificent. What do you think it should be? If I say Google, remember a failed thing they had a while back? What was that? What was,
the failed thing they had that didn't work?
The glasses.
Yes. So our glasses operates the what?
The eyes.
So what would Google do?
Are they going to show us the studio inside? What?
Contact lens.
Nearly there.
Implants.
Wow. They're going to implant.
There's in the Atlantic City Convention Hall.
Okay, for the radio listeners, we've now suddenly been abrupted and stopped because of this fucking organ.
Oh my goodness.
That is
one,
a beautiful
two,
organ.
Three, four,
how do you play
five?
That?
I think you should tweet this.
Oh, well, it has 33,000 pipes.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Do you know what's got 27 million words?
No.
Google.
Google.
Yeah.
So they're going to plant like Terminator things in our eyes. You can.
So that you can see.
They take it off. They put it in. You can magnify. The thing will adapt to the eye. So you can zzzz and see something. I promise.
Scary.
Connect to your brain.
I love that. I want to have that done.
I want to have
it
done.
Because blunt.
You know what I did a couple of years ago? I wrote to someone, I wish my eyes could take pictures because I'm seeing things and I want to take pictures, look at it later. So now you can do it. You can take video and pictures with your eyes.
Exactly what you see, you can take a picture of that.
Yes. I love you can just quickly look at someone. Quickly, I'll watch that one later. Yeah.
But sunsets, now, the moon, everything.
But now they say it's copyright because you cannot walk around and just take pictures of everyone. So there's some law that they still got to create now. But it's coming. Google is actually actively working on that.
That's amazing.
27 million words. I know what it is. You know what it is?
NFC phones.
Hillary Clinton. Think Hillary Clinton.
Bill Clinton's excuse.
Yes. Come. You can. Bianca's still in the lead, but if you do this one, you're going to win her. Come on. It's too late.
What is it?
There's a scandal with Hillary and her emails. I don't quite understand it. But the words they're going through now is 27 million words. Some Congress in America, some section, some board, to see if Hillary is fucking working for the KGB or I don't know. It's all a mess. It's all a mess. But you got the Donald Trump, buffoon, bully. What is that? He's now the representative.
Oh my goodness, I watched something the other day.
Yes.
You have to hear this.
I know.
This was done in recently. Do you remember the Central Park Five? The Central Park Five is a documentary about it now.
The people, yeah.
It was those African-American boys that were like 13, 14, 15, 16 that were wrongly accused of raping a jogger in the Central Park.
And I remember.
And I watched the documentary of it. And they have this thing of Donald Trump talking and like really taking these boys, like, ripping them apart and saying they must bring the death penalty back.
He's a bully.
He's such a bully. Why do they have such him a dictator. Running? I don't understand it. Mark my swab.
He got away with it because America on one side is a fantastic country and on the other side they're a plastic country. Like he's on TV, he's The Apprentice, so therefore he is fantastic. For some reason...
Just for the listeners, on just to clarify, because I'm not supporting rapists, they were found innocent later because then the guy came and he was in prison with the eldest one and he said, I did it. Yes. And nobody wants to listen and the press didn't even do anything about it. Eventually, they sued the New York municipality, and in the documentary it says it's unresolved. But I googled it, and they got some lekker millions out of it.
Good, yeah, I remember it was resolved.
But their
again.
Lives were ruined.
Yeah, but police like that, dude, they just open their mouths.
Their lives, 13 years in prison for doing nothing.
I want us all to sing. What are we going to sing? Go Joseph or One More Angel in Heaven?
Angel in Heaven.
Okay, so. You must go see Joseph. It's starting its run tonight. It's going to run forever and ever. I'm so glad that you were here tonight. And good luck.
It really is a show and a half. I can't wait for you to see it.
Remember to let me know, Jonathan.
And,
and
it's a family show. It's a
I know.
Family show.
You don't swear, hey?
No.
None of that.
I'm glad. Something to tell you. You can reach
Does
that note.
Start? Has it started?
The other time. I think.
Come on, Jared, this is your 15 minutes of fame.
Come on, people.
A man than his pride. No, you covered dozen sons, but now that's
not quite true.
But feel no sorrow, do not grieve.
He would not want you to.
There's one more angel in heaven. There's one more star in the sky. Joseph, the things that you stood for,
like
truth and love never die.
Wonderful.
Think about his wonderful love.
It's at the Monte Cassino Theatre. And it's there's a lot of shows on the weekend, so you
and
can take
soon.
Oma and Opa and book soon because it's already sold out, selling out. Eh?
Tonight, from tonight, we are sold out for the rest of the weekend.
You see.
So Wednesday is the next opportunity. People can get tickets on Thursday, but we hit the same problem from the following Friday.
Good, so good. I'm very glad
to hear that. If you're looking for midweek, you will see it more than if you try from Friday.
Okay, so you heard that here. And I will come and see the show. We'll talk about it again. I mean, you're running for so long, we might get you again. I mean, well, who knows?
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
So with One More Angel, we're saying goodbye from Bianca, Jared,
goodbye.
Jonathan,
goodbye.
And Betty.
Bye.
Donkey.
God bless you.
This is CliffCentral.com.